This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The serpent uncoils. We see the movements, the whispers, the carefully constructed narratives designed to obscure the truth. Israel, open your eyes. Do not mistake the gestures of peace for genuine shalom. Do not be lulled into complacency by the feigned concern of nations steeped in deceit. For the signs are multiplying, the pieces aligning as Yahuwah's timepiece ticks onward. Persia stirs and the world speaks of negotiations, of easing tensions. But Yahuwah's word, etched in the prophets, reveals a different narrative. Ezekiel 38 names the nations that will gather against Israel in the days before the great and terrible day. Gomer, Togarmah, Meshech, Tubal, Javan, Ereb, and Persia itself, ancient Elam, specifically named. This is not merely political maneuvering. It is a spiritual alignment, a gathering of forces under the banner of rebellion against the Most High. Their ambition is not simply power, but dominion, dominion over the land promised to Jacob, dominion over the inheritance of Yahuwah's chosen people. And observe Edom's hand in this deception. They offer aid, they fund distractions, the endless cycles of conflict in places like Chernobyl, racial programs designed to divide and conquer, even attempts to bind the strong arm of America. This is not benevolence, but a calculated strategy. Edom seeks to divert attention, to weaken resolve, to lull Israel into a false sense of security while the serpent of Persia uncoils. Remember the words of Obadiah, "Edom will be cut off, brought down to nothing." Their vanity, their self-worship, is a stench in the nostrils of Yahuwah. We see it reflected even in the shallow pursuits of this age. The obsession with physical perfection, the looks-maxing, trend the relentless pursuit of fleeting beauty, alongside the blatant financial deceit exposed by organizations like the SPLC and the corporate idolatry of brands like Nike. This is a system built on vanity and self-deception, a mirror of Edom's own prideful heart. Yeshayahu 34:8 speaks of Edom's splendor fading, its forests becoming a wilderness. And that wilderness is already taking root in the hearts of men. But even as Edom attempts to control the narrative, their grip is failing. Breaches of security, the recent incident in Washington, D.C., political unrest erupting in the streets on May Day, and the concealed illnesses of leaders all demonstrate an eroding power, an internal instability. Yeshayahu 33:2-3 is clear. The watchman is responsible to sound the alarm when danger approaches, and Edom's control is demonstrably weakening. And the displacement continues. The automation sweeping through China, displacing workers by the millions, is not simply an economic trend. It is a pattern, a mirroring of ancient judgments. Devarim 28:68 speaks of Israel being led away captive into all nations. While the form of captivity may change, the principle remains, a systematic dismantling of stability and a scattering of Israel. And even within the land, restrictions imposed on gatherings, attempts to control assembly, echo this same pattern. But Edom doesn't merely seek to displace, they seek to deceive. False peace whispers emanate from Persia, amnesty schemes are offered as bait, and concealed negotiations take place behind closed doors. Yirmiyahu 9:4 warns against those who swear falsely, who deceive with their tongues. This is Edom's tactic to lull Israel into a false sense of security, to promise protection while simultaneously orchestrating their downfall. And the complicity of the Zionist regime is glaring. Reports of Hegseth defending Israel's aggression, the relentless land grabs in Judea, expose the wickedness that festers within the modern state. Amos 1:3-5 condemns those who trample the poor and needy, who sell the righteous for silver. This is not the Israel of the prophets, but a political entity entangled in Edom's schemes, furthering their agenda of control and oppression. Israel, scattered Israel, hear this truth. The time is at hand. The day of Yahuwah is drawing near. Do not be deceived by the false promises of peace, by the empty gestures of Edom. Look to Yahuwah, to Yahusha, to the enduring covenant. The watchman has sounded the alarm. The time to prepare is now. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.